Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Brian Dozier. Batting second. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting third. The left fielder, Josh Willingham. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chris Parmley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Trevor Plouffe. Batting seventh. The DH, Oswaldo Arcia. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Aaron Hicks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pedro Florimon. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Vance Worley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Batting second. The second baseman, Jeff Kepinger. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Rios. Batting fourth. The DH, Adam Dunn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Connor Gillespie. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jordan Danks. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jake Peavy. And now, play ball. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dozier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Willingham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peavy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Morneau takes first base on ball four. Willingham moves to second. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Parmley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Diaza hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kepinger strikes out. One out. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards short. Florimon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Dunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Plouffe strikes out. One out. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Arcia strikes out. Two outs. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball into center field. Danks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Konerko hits a fly ball into right field. Parmley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gillespie strikes out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Danks hits a pop-up towards short. Florimond settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Florimond is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Florimond strikes out. 1 out. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Dozier moves to second. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Willingham is 0 for 1 in the game. Willingham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dozier scores. Mauer moves to second. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morneau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kepinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parmley is 0 for 1 in the game. Parmley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Flowers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Flowers takes first base on ball 4. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Diaz strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kepinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kepinger hits a line drive towards center. Hicks fields it and throws to second to catch Flowers for the out. 2 outs. Alex Rios batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rios is 0 for 1 in the game. Rios takes first base on ball 4. Kepinger moves to second. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Plouffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Plouffe strikes out. 1 out. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Arcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Arcia strikes out. 2 outs. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gillespie is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Florimond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox won. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Florimón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Florimón is 0-for-1 in the game. Florimón bunts towards the mound. PV settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dozier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dozier bunts towards third. Gillespie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dozier moves to second. Two outs. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Willingham takes first base on ball 4. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morneau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kepinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Danks is 0-for-1 in the game. Danks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Flowers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Flowers hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Diaza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Diaza strikes out. There goes Flowers. The throw from Mauer to Florimón, and Flowers is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Parmley is 0-for-2 in the game. Parmley hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Danks. Parmley reaches second base with a double. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Plouffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Plouffe hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Arcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kepinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parmley moves to third. Two outs. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hicks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hicks takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Florimón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Florimón is 0-for-2 in the game. Florimón hits a fly ball into left field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Kepinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kepinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rios is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rios hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0-for-2 in the game. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox won. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dozier strikes out. 1 out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Willingham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Willingham strikes out. 2 outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morneau hits a line drive into center field. Dank settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko is 0 for 2 in the game. Konerko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gillespie is 0 for 2 in the game. Gillespie strikes out. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Danks is 0 for 2 in the game. Danks hits a pop-up towards the mound. Worley can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Konerko moves to second. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flowers hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lindstrom now pitching. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parmley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Parmley takes first base on ball 4. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Plouffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Plouffe bunts towards third. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. Parmley moves to second. 1 out. Donald Veal now pitching. Ryan Dumit pinch hits for Oswaldo Arcia. Ryan Dumit batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dumit takes first base on ball 4. Nate Jones now pitching. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hicks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hicks takes first base on ball 4. Parmley moves to third. Dumit moves to second. Wilkin Ramirez pinch hits for Pedro Florimon. Wilkin Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields it and throws to home to get Parmley. Dumit moves to third. Hicks moves to second. 2 outs. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Dozier is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Dozier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar now playing shortstop. Jared Burton now pitching. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Diaz strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Kepinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kepinger hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rios is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rios strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jesse Crane now pitching. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Willingham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Flowers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Thornton now pitching. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Morneau hits a fly ball into left field. Diazza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Parmley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Parmley is hit by the pitch. Mauer moves to second. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Plouffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kepinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Dunsing now pitching. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 3 in the game. Dunn strikes out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tyler Green pinch runs for Paul Konerko. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gillespie is 0 for 3 in the game. Gillespie hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Casey Fien now pitching. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Kepinger now playing first base. Tyler Green now playing second base. Hector Santiago now pitching. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dumit is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dumit hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Diazza. Dumit reaches second base with a double. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hicks is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks, Hicks bunts towards first. Kepinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ramirez. Dumit scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Twins. Brian Dozier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dozier is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Perkins now pitching. Hector Jimenez pinch hits for Jordan Danks. Hector Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jimenez strikes out. 1 out. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Flowers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flowers takes first base on 4. Blake Tecot pinch runs for Tyler Flowers. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Diaza is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Diaza strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kepinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Kepinger hits a pop-up towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.